بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یحییٰ بن معاذ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے دریافت کیا گیا کہ طائب کون ہے؟ تمن آس حضرت یحییٰ بن معاذ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وہ اسے طائب طائب زبان میکس توبہ زبان سنسیئر توبہ اسے طائب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بعد طائب طائب who makes sincerely tawbah. He is like one who has not committed sins. He has no sins. At-taib min al-dhambi kaman la zamba lahu. One who is a taib, real, properly makes tawbah with sincerity, is just like a person who has no sins at all. So they ask Hazrat Yahya bin Ma'as, who is a taib? Aapne farmaya, jo shakhs جوانی میں توبہ کرے اور پھر اس سے رکا رہے یہاں تک کہ اسے موت آ جاوے. سو اسے تائب دیا کہ پرفیکٹ تائب پرسن وہ ان یوتھ وائل اس ینگ مین ہی میکس اے پرفیکٹ توبہ اینڈ دین ہی اسٹیڈ فاسٹ آن دا توبہ انٹل موت. اللہ تعالیٰ سے وابود ربك حتى ياتيك اليقين. Render ibad, worship Allah Ta'ala until yaqeen, until maut. So that is a time, a young person who makes sincere tawbah for his sins and then he remains firm on the tawbah. He does not return again to the sin until maut. The phrase comes in the hadith that a young person, a pious young man, he will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah, and there will be no shade but the shade of arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So there will be several different types of people will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne, and one of them will be there, those who are young people who are pious. Burha ki toba nahi hai. Is it tawbah for old men? Is it tawbah? It means it doesn't mean tawbah is not valid. It means it is there's no, it's not like a tawbah of a young person. An old person tawbah, it is of a much lower degree, it's inferior to the tawbah of a young person. Kyunki unki shehwani aag, unki shehwani aag gunahon se tandi ho chuki hoti hai. Because why? The fire of his lust, of his evil lust, has already been cooled by him indulging in sins. All this now, throughout his youth, he indulged in sins while he was a young man. Now when he's old, now he makes tawbah. Magar Allah Ta'ala ne tawbah kubool karne ka wada farmaya hai. Jab tak ke suraj maghrib se مغرب سے طلوع نہ کرے. However, does not matter. The old person of Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah. Allah Ta'ala has promised that He will accept the tawbah. And iman and tawbah, as long as the sun has not risen in the west. That is near to Qiyamah. It will come one day where the sun will rise in the west. It will move until midday and then return back to the west. So, when the sun rises in the west, thereafter no one's iman will be valid. Any kafir who accepts Islam will not be valid. And anyone who sins thereafter, his tawbah also will not be valid. Yeah? So, until that time, tawbah is valid. Yeah? So, even an old person also, it doesn't matter, Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahmatullahi farmate te ke ayat فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Sayyid bin Musayyib says that this ayat in which Allah Ta'ala, he says that verily for those who are for the awabin, I mean those who make much tawbah, Allah Ta'ala, He is merciful for them, He accepts them. وہ اس شخص کے حق میں نازل ہوئی ہے جس نے گناہ کیا और फिर तौबा की और फिर गुनाह किया और तौबा की. दिस वेर स्पेशल स्पेसिफिकली रिवील इन द गॉड वे वन पर्सन हु हैड सिन एंड देन ही रिग्रेटेड ही मेड तौबा एंड देन ही सिन्ड अगेन एंड देन ही मेड तौबा अगेन फ्यू टाइम्स हैपेंड एंड देन ही वाज अबाउट टू लूज होप नाउ एंड देन दिस आयत वाज रिवील्ड. Allah Ta'ala, now as long as he is a true repenter, Allah Ta'ala accepts him. The truth of a person's repentance is that at the time when he repents, he understands, he is fully, he has resolved never to return to that sin again. He has made his need and his intention is firm. But he committed sin again thereafter. But then he hastens again towards Tawbah. Not a person who, when he makes Tawbah, when he verbally makes Tawbah, he still has at the back of his mind, he's still going to commit the same sin. That is not a Tawbah, he's making a mockery now of Tawbah. Fuzail bin Iyad, rahmatullahi, farmate te, Allah Azza wa Jal ne Dawud alayhi salam ko farmaya ke ay Dawud गुनहगारों को बशारत दो कि अगर वो तौबा करे तो मैं उनकी तौबा कबूल करूँगा. हज़रत फुज़ैल बिन इयास से अल्लाह ताला इज़ रिवील्ड टू नबी दाऊद अलैहिस्सलाम. दाऊद इन्फॉर्म्ड सिनर्स, इन्फॉर्म देम दैट इफ दे ट्रूली रिपेंट आई विल फॉरगिव देम. और सिद्दीकों को डराओ कि अगर मैं उन पर अपना अदल बरतूं तो उनको अजाब दो. एंड वोन एंड थ्रेटन द सिद्दीकों औलिया, वोन देम ऑन दाऊद अलैहिस्सलाम दैट इफ यू कमिट अ सिन, इफ आई मस्ट ट्रीट यू विद जस्टिस एंड I must view your actions with justice, with adl, with justice, then I will punish you. In other words, what it means, Allah Ta'ala says, that I am not judging you with justice. I am looking at you with rahmat, with mercy. And I overlook your sins. I overlook your sins because if I have to judge you on the standard of adl, of justice, then obviously there will be only be azab. That is therefore the apprehension of the punishment or the issue is more severe for the siddiqs, for the pious people. As far as the masses are concerned, Allah Ta'ala is more lenient towards the masses, but those who are muttaqeen and siddiq, the awliya, for the slightest error, they are immediately apprehended. Even something which may not be a sin for us, because of their status and their closeness unto Allah Ta'ala, for them it becomes a sin. And if they committed, their apprehension is severe and they even get azab for it also. Abdullah bin Habib, rahmatullahi, farmate te, अगर अल्लाह ताला की नाफरमानी, अगर अल्लाह ताला की नाफरमानी करने पर तुम पर अजाब नाजिल हो तो तुम सुबह शाम तौबा करते रहो. हज़रत अब्दुल्ला बिन हबीब रहमतुल्लाह सेज, इफ यू सी अल्लाह ताला'स पनिशमेंट हैज डिसेंडेड अपॉन यू, इन अदर वर्ड्स व्हेन ए कैलेमिटी बिफॉर अस, द फर्स्ट थिंग आवर माइंड must focus on our sins. That as far as we are the masses are concerned, when Allah Ta'ala's a calamity comes from his side, in other words, that is, in reality it is an azab. So he said the only cure, the only solution for that, for azab, is that you must, to remove the azab, you must understand firstly, this is a azab. And don't blame others. Don't blame those who are inflicting the hardship upon you. because they are in Allah Ta'ala's employ, this, even if they are kuffar also. Allah, they are in the employ of Allah Ta'ala and they are the part of Allah Ta'ala, part of Allah Ta'ala's armies, and Allah Ta'ala employs them to punish us. So when the punishment befalls us, then there is no cure, no solution in reviling them and saying they are oppressors and they are doing this and they are doing that to us. We must look at our own sins and morning and evening engage in Tawbah. Tawbah, understanding the thing that this is Allah Ta'ala's azab. Just like in when people are cast into Jahannam and the angels, the Farishta, they punish and torture and torment the inmates of Jahannam. Don't revile those angels. They are doing a job. The Farishta are doing a job. Allah Ta'ala has imposed a duty upon them. So when they punish people there on Qiyamah, it is of our sins. In the same way here, Allah Ta'ala, part of his armies are the kuffar, clearly mentioned in the Quran Sharif. These are our ibad allana. These kuffar are our servants. Servant, and Allah Ta'ala employs them to inflict severe punishment upon us. You see all around the world, look what is happening in Syria, happening again in Burma, in Kashmir, in Palestine, all over. It's not Israel, it's not America, they are all non-entities. They are all non-entities, they are just like mosquitoes, Israel and America. But Allah Ta'ala empowers them. Allah Ta'ala empowers them to punish us. In one jihad in India against the British, the battle was carrying on. Many ulama were in that, and awliya also were in that battle fighting against it. But in every battle in India, during the British Raj, Muslims lost, were defeated, despite the fact they were good, the awliya participating actively. People like Gogoi, Munqasim, Nanaji Ramdale, Hajim Dadullah Rahman, all of them participated. Ismail Shaheed Rahmullah before them also, great ulama and awliya. But every battle, they were defeated by who? By the kuffar, by the Britishers. They came from so far away, they came and they defeated. Why Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that he said, O people of Iman, all of you together, turn towards Allah Ta'ala in Tawbah. As long as the masses, are not pious, they will never be successful. They can be the greatest awliya can be in that battle. They will not be successful as long as the vast majority of the ummah, they wallow in filth, immorality, in kufr, in bid'ah, in fisk, and in fujur. Once I said, Masihul Alhamdulillah, he told us that it doesn't matter if the greatest wali of Allah Ta'ala becomes a Amirul Mu'mineen. Even in this age, he will not succeed. He will not succeed because of the corruption of them, of the ummah. So in this one particular battle, one buzruk, great alim, he started to run. He fleeing from it. So the others telling Hazrat, you are fleeing from a battlefield. It's almost like a kufr that to flee away. He said, what must I do? As the Khidr al-Islam is on that side, he's fighting. Ikhlaza is fighting on the side of the British and is fighting against us. So what must I do? Like, there's no alternative now but to run. There is no victory for us. So the solution is Tawbah, night and day. If hardship befalls you, night and day make Tawbah. Don't revile your own shadow. Don't revile your reflection you see in the mirror. Because you see in the evil that is taking place is it is our own reflection we see in the mirror. Now we're reviling and abusing that image in the mirror. That is the work of a mad person to abuse his own reflection in the mirror. So the solution is only Tawbah.